Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 1st to the 4th of July 2024, or thereabouts, because, you know, sport derailed the schedules, sent EastEnders to all sorts of weird and wonderful places. It was on BBC Two, it was on BBC Three, pretty sure it showed up on Sky Arts at some point during the week, you know, it was everywhere. So I hope you managed to catch it up, but iPlayer was consistent, did its thing, so hopefully you're all caught up and you've seen all of the episodes. Hello, I'm Rob. Joining me as per usual to discuss another week of EastEnders is Ree. Hello, Ree, how are you?
Hello, Rob. I'm good. How are you?
So, I...
Let us all know how your night was.
I've been up all night watching the election. If you're in the UK, you'll be slightly aware that there was a little bit of an election going on.
A little thing happened yesterday.
That was kind of going on. I love an election. I love the drama of it. I love watching...
Oh, it's the drama, Mick.
It's the drama, Mick. I just love it. I love watching politicians I don't like losing their seats. There was quite a bit of that last night. I don't want to kind of give you an idea about which way I politically lean, but...
come on, I think we know.
I think they probably know. I'm a right BNP member.
Don't even joke, Rob. Come on.
So it was quite the night. If this was a politics podcast, let me tell you, I could go on for hours about the events of last night. I really could. But as a result of that, I've been up all night, so I'm slightly zoned out. Ree may have to steer the rudder slightly this week, but we'll see how we get on. For another week of EastEnders, I'm looking forward to discussing this week because there was some excellent moments, some great character moments. I'm very excited to talk about it. However, Ree, we are into a new month. You wouldn't know about it because we've not had this one on the wall that often because we were away and all that kind of thing.
It was a good one.
Say goodbye to Peggy and her water pistol.
Great picture. Well done.
And this is July. Now. So this is one of Peggy's last episodes as a regular character, isn't it? Because this is the run-up to the Vic fire when Phil's on crack. With alcohol. Burn this place down. And then he throws that bottle on the floor and sets fire to it. And the whole Vic explodes in spectacular style. What else came out of that? The Vic burns down, Peggy leaves.
Is this a good enough audio description of the photo for anyone who's just listening?
It's a photo of
Phil, yeah, like Rob's just said, drunken on crack. And Peggy are having an argument at the bottom of the Vic stairs.
Like Rob just said.
Lots
happened in that episode. Nobody died, because I think we all thought that, because we knew Peggy was leaving at this point.
And
you kind of put two and two together. It was like, all right, so the Vic's going to burn down, is it? And Peggy's leaving. Peggy dying in the Vic, that would feel somewhat poetic, wouldn't it? But it didn't work out that way. Peggy decided that the best thing for her to do for Phil was just to leave and walk away down the road. She left with her head held high. What else happened in that episode? Stacey told Ryan that Lily was his. I mean, can we just point that out? Yeah, but can we just point that out? This would have been, I think, 2010. Lily's a parent now.
2010, yeah. Yeah.
Lily's a parent now. Just let that settle in.
She's a young parent,
but she's still a parent. In fact, Lily is probably the same age here as baby Charlie XCX is now, I think.
Yes, possibly, yeah. Wow.
I feel 108. So there we are then. So I thought we'd have a little bit of a discussion before we start talking about this week. The election happened and we had a nice typical EastEnders insert scene. Did you notice this week?
Between Ian and Harvey.
When they were talking, when Ian basically turned around to Harvey and was like, people like me and you, we need to stick together and vote. Now, what do you think that implied?
Right. Well, I did wonder this a couple of times. I was like, is this a little bit racist? And I thought, do you know what?
Well, I mean, this is Ian.
I didn't think he did mean that. I thought he meant, us upper class. But then, like, obviously, Harvey's not upper class. I know, that's what I mean.
And there's no way Ian would ever think of Harvey as upper class either.
You don't think Ian votes reform?
Well,
I don't think he's a reformer.
I don't know, because you'll remember when that Muriel got put up on the side of the house, he did describe that as something to do with the woke brigade. That is the sort of thing that Ian would come out with. He's at least.
That is true.
There's no point denying that Ian is at least a Tory.
Yeah, no, I think, but that's what I think he is. I think he's a Tory. I don't think he's a reformer.
But then I
Surely.
also wonder
I
if he
just
sort
don't
of
think
looked
he's
at it.
reform.
No, well, maybe not. I mean, Harvey will have been reform at one point, I think.
Yes, Harvey would have been reform, but I don't think he would be
Not
anymore.
these days. I think he
I
probably would
think
be
he's learned.
a Labour boy these days, I would think Harvey would be. So, okay then. So who are
All
we
of them.
thinking?
All of them,
Do
Harvey,
you reckon? I
maybe.
can see. Well, I can see Harvey being very Labour. He's about. I think I look at Harvey and I think that's about as Labour voting as you can get, really, isn't it? That's pretty. He's pretty kind of central, I
Yeah,
think,
but
in
you
that
can look at a
regard.
lot of people and think that, and they end up voting Conservative, and you
So
go,
who do you think
oh,
voted for
right.
what in the square, do we think?
Oh, God. God. Well, you're going to have to, where do we
All right,
start? Who
so
do we start with?
like I tell you, so Freddie would have gone green for
Yeah,
100%.
100% he's
100%.
green.
Either
100%.
that, so Freddie, Anna, and I reckon Bobby probably all went green.
Yes. And yeah, Anna Green or Labour. Yeah.
I can see Anna being green and maybe Gina Labour, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Elaine,
Yeah.
whichever gave her the biggest
Labour.
Labour.
Yeah, I think
Labour.
it should be Labour. Ah, she drinks something
Labour.
else.
There
Drinks
we
something
go.
else. Just
Drinks in
Labour.
the
There you
ass.
go.
There we go. So Phil. Now, what do we reckon about Phil? Once upon a time, Phil would have been a reform voter. I think
A
he's
hundred.
mellowed.
Yeah.
He's mellowed in his old age, doesn't he, old Phil?
I don't think Phil could be arsed, if
I
I'm
don't
honest
think
with
Phil
you.
could be asked either.
He'd be
Phil's
like,
like,
oh, they're
we're all the same.
all the same anyway. Oh, don't affect
Once,
me. Don't affect
yeah,
me.
exactly. I mean, once upon a time, Phil would have been the most right-wing person on the entire square, but I think he's
Makes no
mellowed.
difference.
He's
Yeah.
mellowed, having a gay son and sort of living in quite a
Yes.
multicultural area.
And
I think
he's
that's mellowed him out slightly.
he's got a mixed race son now. He's got a half black son as well.
There you
Let's not
go. There
forget.
you go. There you go.
Who else
Yes,
has
but
there come up? Sharon?
over Sharon. Now, we spoke about this. You reckon Sharon's a Tory? I don't.
But I don't know. Now you said it. No, I would have gone, she's a Tory. Yeah. I just
I'm not
but
convinced.
no, I know. I don't know.
I can see Sharon being quite amused by all the antics of the Lib Dem like campaign this year, with like bungee jumping off the side of buildings and going water rafting and all that kind of thing. And I think she'd find that quite funny. I think she'd enjoy
Do
voting
you know
for
what she
Lib
could
Dem for that.
be? Maybe Sharon's a Tory who's just recently changed to Labour. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, because not to get too political, but that's safe to say opinions have shifted for this election. So
Oh, I don't
you
think
could.
that's being too political.
No,
Opinions have
so
definitely
you
shifted.
could argue that a few characters might have changed their
I
minds
love that you
over the
say let's
course.
not get too political whilst we're
That's
like
all I do.
trying to decide
All
which
I do.
characters voted who.
Anyway,
What
I mean,
about
do.
the Panesars? Come on, what about the Panesars? Because
Oh,
I think Suki would have been a Tory, but I now
yes.
think that she would have
Yeah,
switched.
yeah, yeah. Now she's with Eve. I don't think Eve would let her vote
Yeah,
Tory.
no, I don't think Eve
Eve
would.
wouldn't
I think
allow that
Eve
for a
would split up
second.
with her if she voted Tory.
Yeah.
Because
So
Eve's
either
got to be Labour, right?
I thought
Labour
either
or Green.
Labour or Green or Lib Dem, I thought for Eve.
I think, so the middle ground in that would probably be Labour for
Yeah.
her.
Although, how about if Suki told Eve she was going to vote for one thing and then voted it privately for
She
another?
would totally do that,
She would
though, wouldn't she, to
totally
be
do that,
fair?
wouldn't she? She'd
She'd be
totally
like,
do
yeah,
that.
Eve, I'm voting Labour. Of course I
Yeah,
am.
yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
Conservative.
Yeah. And then some of them will have gone for independence as well. Freddie, I can imagine
Oh,
going
yeah, of
independent, to be fair.
course.
Freddie, I can imagine going for something like the Monster Raving Loony Party, to be honest
Yeah,
with you.
yeah, yeah,
Something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. There we go. So let us know in the comment section where you think all the characters will have put their X in the little boxes. Who would have spoilt their ballots? Let us know. Let us all know in the comment section below. There
Ooh.
you go. So that's a discussion point for you. Right then, let's talk about this week, shall we? Quite the week. Enjoyed it a lot. So let's get on with this week's.
Albert Square after dark.
Right, so as you told us last week, there was a storyline that we completely forgot to mention last week, but we'll
Oh,
start off
yeah.
with it. Well, sorry about that. Sorry
Sorry,
about that. We're
sus.
only human. All right, we got excited about the new Mitchells and just
We
forgot to
did.
mention this whole storyline. So sorry about that. But we will start off this week. We're talking about Harvey and Mayor Maya, which
Maya.
even Jean doesn't know how to pronounce it. So if Jean doesn't know how to pronounce it, neither do I. Because I would argue that means they haven't given us a definitive answer on how to pronounce it.
I think you can pronounce it too. I'm saying Maya personally.
I think you can pronounce it however you like. We're in that sort of society, Ray.
Okay.
There you
Okay.
go. So, Where we left last week was sort of the confusion from Harvey about what exactly she was about, and we were starting to get sort of ideas that it was all to do with Aaron. We'd sort of theorised about this a little while ago and got a bit of confirmation last week leading into this week. Where Maya basically is implying to Harvey, well, I'm skint, all right? I'm skint, I'm completely skint, I've got no money, I'm going to get chucked out of my house, it's all going terribly, I need a job. And Harvey is kind of, Harvey being the decent mug that he is, to be honest, isn't he? Bless him. He's so simple. He basically says, oh, well, I'll give you some money, that's fine. I'll give you some, how much do you need? And she's like, 10 grand, that'd be great, cheers. Just to pay for my house, that'd be marvellous, thank you. And so they sort of carry on like this for a little while, and they're in McClunky's, and Maya suddenly goes on to form one. She does this quite a lot as Maya. She suddenly decides that she needs to leave and just runs away. Does this a lot. So during one of those little bouts, she grabs her bag and drops a letter out of her bag, which he... And why is it whenever anybody in a soap drops something that the other character needs to see, the other character goes completely deaf and can never hear them when they're going, you've dropped this. Hello? Hello? They go completely deaf and they've never
heard it. I think
never
that every time when, like, you know, there's two who are about to start an affair and they don't hear a door go, he's like, how have you not heard someone walk through the front
we
door?
Heard
it's
it.
Just like that. Yeah.
You're breathing so passionately into each other's ears that you couldn't hear the door going. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all those soap cliches, isn't it? Do you know the two that drive me crazy? The two that drive me absolutely mad. I'm just going out for some air.
Yeah.
What are you breathing in now, mate? What are you breathing in now? And do you want the other one that drives me absolutely mental? It's not just soap. Dramas all over the world do this. It drives me mad. The line, I made your favourite. No one has ever said that in real life, ever. I made your favourite.
No, you
just
don't
say,
actually, do you?
You just say, I've made your spag bol. I've made you a pizza. I've made you a lasagna. I've made you cockaliki soup. You know, you just, no one has ever said, I've made you your favourite.
Actually, I've said it to my daughter a couple of times.
Well, you're a fool then. You need to stop giving us such cliched
I've said
dialogue.
It. So, sorry, Rob, but good. Some of us do say it because some of us cook our family's favourite meals. There you go. I can't get words out. I'm sorry.
That's just because your daughter's so young and it's quite difficult to say ratatouille when you're two, isn't it?
yeah, that is a favourite.
Anyway, so Harvey discovers this letter on the floor because Maya has kind of implied to him that she lives basically in this council estate, this council flat, this rough area.
Yeah, she said, I live in a flat on the wrong side of the East End and I'm about to lose that. One bed flat, she's implied as well, isn't she?
Yeah. She basically,
like, not even implied, she said it.
Yeah, she's basically slumming it up like Bianca does in Milton Keynes is the impression that she gives, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Then Harvey discovers his letter, and because he's a taxi driver, helpfully, he can take one look at his address and go, well, that's literally next door to Buckingham Palace. How come? So what are you talking about? So being a taxi driver, he lies to Jean. There's all sorts of lying about Jean. Now, let's just iron this out, this little crinkle out straight away. Why is he lying to Jean so much at this stage? Is there any, what's he hiding from her specifically? Because he doesn't know anything at this point.
It was because when Jean found Maya last week, rummaging through the drawers, she decided that she were a wrong'un, so Harvey were kind of like, all right, well, like I'm never going to see her again.
So what is it about Maya do you think that's actually still kind of piquing Harvey's interest? I don't think that he's had any carnal desires towards her or anything, although I was wondering whether she was starting to feel that way towards him by the end of the week, but we'll come back to that in a minute. But
I think he's just a nice guy, and he just thought... Oh, I can talk to her about Tottenham Hotspurs there, so I'll just lend her 60 quid because she obviously needs it. I think he just thought that she was being genuine. I think he was being naive, thought she was being genuine and just wanted to be a nice guy. Obviously, Jean could see straight through it.
Well, you would he do if you walk that, in. If you walk in and see a complete stranger rummaging through your drawers, you red flag much, you know. You start to get a little bit suspicious, don't you? So Harvey basically takes a taxi and goes to this address. And we turn up and it's like this massive, nice house, which she shouldn't be able to afford if her story is true. So he kind of wanders in and they do that whole thing where the doors open. Like, I wasn't sure whether...
Sorry, before you get onto that there, something that I've just remembered. Yes. Sorry to interrupt you, Rob.
Yes.
When he first met Maya, she was there with loads of shopping bags, like not just food shopping, like she'd been clothes shopping. So is it even all that true as well that she's in this much debt? I didn't get that impression that she was lying about when she's told him truth.
I got the impression.
She was carrying loads of shopping bags when she first met him.
I got the impression that all of this was a little bit of a setup. Like, she deliberately sort of like was sort of trying to, I don't know, something she said this week, because he asked her about, like, so what, all of this has been a setup or something like that. And she said that she'd sort of worked stuff out. So I don't know whether that's meant to mean that she was literally standing, she had this plan formed in her head, got a load of stuff in her bags and was sat there waiting at the corner of the square until he came out.
Yeah,
and just
exactly.
ran, and
yeah.
then just charged
Right.
towards him like a bull and
Yeah.
threw all her clothes around. Or whether there's a little bit of inconsistency there, you know? It's interesting.
Yeah,
I
interesting.
get the feeling, actually, that she seems to sort to just sort of, because there is something I think a little bit sinister about her. So I wouldn't be surprised if she has just planned the whole thing from, you know,
From
from the
that moment.
beginning.
So maybe there weren't any shopping in those bags anyway.
Or nothing that she'd just been out and bought anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay, right, okay. Just clarify.
But he walks up to this mansion, castle, that she lives in. And the door's kind of ajar, so he kind of pushes it open, walks in and discovers this man standing there with an eye patch on his face, who we very quickly realise is probably her husband. And then the next episode, we sort of discover exactly what happened here. Now, I wasn't sure, because I had it in my head that, because she told him that he died, hadn't she?
Yeah.
So that was a lie for a start. But the guy is still alive, is literally terrified of leaving the house, doesn't speak a huge amount of English, if any. And Aaron, it would appear, literally beat him to the point where he's lost sight in one eye.
Yeah.
And did she say he's deaf as well?
She said that he can't hear you because it's a trauma response.
I don't
That's
know
what she said.
Is that a thing?
So, like, well, it must be that he can't hear anything. Maybe he's so in his brain from the trauma that he can't hear anything.
I get you. Right, okay, that makes more sense.
So it's not that he's deaf.
Since when did trauma make you deaf? Is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing. Oh, right, that makes more sense. Okay, so he's so sort of traumatised and terrified of the world around him, he doesn't
pay attention
to much around him.
He's probably
dissociating
from the real world.
That makes more sense. And then she basically reveals everything to him, that Aaron was the one that put him in this situation, that she's decided that, seeing as though Aaron's in prison, he's the one that's going to have to pay for her house, basically. And Harvey,
she's lost her job, she can't work anymore because she's a full-time carer for him.
So some of it was true.
Yeah.
In a way. But it
I don't
sort
know,
of feels...
something still don't feel quite right about
exactly,
it all. How
like...
many kids did she say she had? About 5?
It's something like that. So they've all
none of
off.
Them are coming back.
They've
To
all
help
buggered
at
off.
All.
Yeah.
They don't
so
come and help out
do they
whatsoever.
exist?
I think they exist, but like you said, when she's been meeting up with Harvey, then she's been dashing off. So she's left him on his own all that time. I don't know. Something still don't feel quite right about
it. Feels a bit
this,
odd,
does
doesn't
it?
It feels a bit odd because, like, surely she can't afford like a carer for him or anything like that. So, it's a bit odd. Bit odd. And so basically Harvey then obviously feels really, really guilty, because what he's realising for the first time, I think, he's managed to sort of put Aaron out of mind, I think, since he's kind of shipped him away to the police for the attempted bombing. Because I'd kind of forgotten the way that this all played out. And obviously the attack, Harvey did lie for him, because I think he washed his shirt when he came back, and that was all Abdul's blood when he came home. And he sort of gave him an alibi and lied for him and managed to kind of put that incident out of his mind, I think. And now, because he shipped him in for the police, I think Harvey felt that his conscience was clear. And now he's met this victim of his son's actions. And Harvey is pretty much devastated by that, which you can understand, can't you?
Yeah, I agree. I think he'd just almost totally forgotten about the fact that he'd given him an alibi. And then it were
it's
interesting
all right.
that
We had
Maya
as well.
already knew. Yeah, but Maya knew, didn't she? Because I thought, oh, she's
well,
going to find out that he gave her an alibi.
He
But
told her
actually,
this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm still a bit confused as to what Maya actually knew, as to what she's sort of been able to put together from their conversations. But either way, Maya kind of now knows everything now and has basically been trying to get money out of Harvey, which I
said that she's exhausted all of the options with friends and family as well. And
well,
I don't
I'm not
know,
surprised.
Something doesn't seem quite
She's not the
right.
most likable of people, really, is she? I'm not surprised she hasn't got many people knocking on her door asking to help, to be
No,
honest.
but we are seeing her in different circumstances,
That's
Rob, at the
true.
moment,
Difficult
aren't we? So
circumstances.
difficult,
Difficult
there we go. Yeah.
circumstances, yes.
Yeah.
Why was she so keen on being private on social media, though, is my first question.
I just
was it
assumed
just
that was
to
so that
stop her,
Harvey wouldn't
stop
figure out
Harvey?
who she was, the connection to the driver, in
Well,
case
like
he
I
figure
said,
it out. Yeah,
like I
but
said a
she
few
didn't
weeks
know that,
ago,
Rob. I know
he couldn't
what
even work out how to find her on social media. He had to get Tommy to do that. He was
But for
never
all
going to
she
work out how
knows.
to go through all her albums and all that kind of thing and realize that that's,
And
he
go,
would never
oh,
have
look,
worked all that out.
that Abdul looks a little bit
Yeah,
like the
he
guy that my son
massively.
attacked. Yeah.
She massively overestimated Harvey's
She
technological
did, but I
abilities.
think that's what it was. Unless there is something else going on.
There you
I don't
go.
know what else there would be.
So meanwhile, Gene, because
Yes.
Freddie has seen them sort of chatting, and he kind of goes back to Gene because she's been making what's this meal, this new meal to put on Gene's in Gene's cookbook. We've had sausage surprise. It was
It were
beef
beef, creamy
bourguignon,
beef.
creamy beef bourguignon or something like that, wasn't it?
No, it
It
was
was something,
something,
something
yeah.
spectacular, which honestly sounds quite nice.
Yeah,
Apparently,
no, I thought that.
I'd give it a go. I'd give Gene's creamy bourguignon a go.
You can have a beef stroganoff, but I don't think that's what it were that you're making.
I mean, Jean's experimental in the kitchen. I think we discovered that, haven't we? Bless her. Bless her. So because of that, because Freddie is kind of she's planning this big romantic meal, and Freddie goes and says, "Well, I've just seen Harvey chatting to this woman," and then basically describes Maya, and she's like, "Oh,
She had a
great.
Tottenham Hotspur bag. Oh.
Oh, that bitch." So she starts, obviously, I think understandably, because Kat's been sort of feeding her these seeds that she's not to be trusted. Do you want to keep her away from Harvey? So she starts to come to the impression that Harvey is having this affair. So when Harvey returns home, he's not especially honest with her and sort of lies, and she knows he's lying. There was that quite nice moment where they sort of like close, she closed the kitchen door, she started crying. When he was on his own, Harvey then started crying because of what
Yeah.
he's realized his son actually did to someone. So that was quite a nice kind of moment,
Yeah.
I thought. But then the next day, Jean's kind of quite cold with him and basically confronts him, and he ends up telling her everything about what has happened. And he's pretty much honest with her at that point, isn't he? And Jean's sort of like, "Well, that's nice, but I don't see how this is your problem. Like, what can you do? What can you honestly do? What?" And so Harvey decides he needs to go to the police. He wants to confess again. I don't see how. And I get it. He's got a guilty conscience. And he wants to sort of make things better,
Well,
but
it's because Maya's claiming that had Aaron got justice for what he'd done, maybe Abdul wouldn't still be the way that he is if he knew that he'd been locked away for it. But because there's no justice been served on this crime, then how's Abdul ever going to get over it?
I mean,
That's what.
he'd still be missing an eye, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would, but I think she's saying had they got that
Mental
closure at the
trauma.
time, maybe he would have been able to cope better, but he's still, obviously traumatized. Horrible.
So Harvey's sort of like, "Well, I if I'm not going to do that, then I can at least kind of keep paying him money." Jean doesn't want to do that because, in fairness, the Slaters have never been exactly rich, so they can
No,
barely afford to kind of
exactly.
put food on the table. But we sort of finish the week with Harvey meeting her in secret and handing over, we're not quite sure, I would guess maybe a couple of hundred quid, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So now, obviously, what she's going to do is basically wring him dry of every coin that she can wring out of him, isn't she?
It seems like it. There's something, I don't know, Matt, something still seems to be going on, and I don't know what it would be,
Yeah,
but
there
something
is
doesn't
something
quite.
about her. There's something sinister about her, I think. I think the whole Mad Maya thing may be coming to pass.
Oh, but like you said as well, do you think that she's starting to fall for Harvey a little
Well, there
bit?
was that moment because when they were talking and she said to him, "I want to be angry with you. I want to blame you for absolutely everything, but I can't." And the way she was looking at him, there was a little bit of a moment, I thought. Like, I don't think that he would do that. I mean, I've the famous last words,
You keep
but
saying this. He's on Albert Square now, Rob.
I know anyone can have an affair. A nun could move on to
Anyone.
Albert Square and have a lesbian affair, couldn't she?
Exactly.
It could happen.
Exactly.
It could happen. But at the moment, I don't feel like Harvey's going to go there, but I feel like she's starting to get a little. I think she's starting to get feelings for him, but I think she's also realizing quite how easy this is going to be to get money out of him.
Yeah. I wonder if she's
So,
going to try and make life more difficult for Harvey and say, well, that's what you've done to us. And then
I imagine so.
maybe make Jean believe that he is having an affair when he's not, something like that,
We'll put it
maybe.
past her. We'll put it past her. Seems to be very much the start of something now, though. A bit of a campaign, I think, to sort of.
Yeah, because you'd think it's the end now. He's found out the truth. He's agreed to give us some money. So that must be the end of it. No way. Like I say, it's the
You.
start, isn't it? But what is it the start of?
Time will tell. So, next story is talking about the new Mitchell boys that continued their arrival on the square this week, and the bit of a discussion I want to have about Phil. So we'll start off first of all with just kind of talking about what Teddy's been up to this week. He basically spends his time sort of trying to get his feet under the table. What are we thinking about Teddy this week? Are we still thinking all intentions are good and honourable? I kind of don't think there's anything
I don't.
dark
No,
going
I'm
on
not
with him at
buying
all.
it.
No,
No,
I
I
didn't think
don't
you
buy
would.
him.
Didn't think you
No,
would.
he's too charming. Too charming.
You don't trust
If I come
anybody.
across, no, but I don't. Like, I don't. He's too good to be true. He's too charming. Why is he so charming? Saying all that about his ex-missus, is that all true?
He
Why
even took
he's
his
saying,
jumper
is
off his
this
shoulder
charm
this week.
is this charming guy who gets on with everyone, but we're rowing constantly with his missus? Don't know. He seems too good to be true to me.
I don't
Too good to
know.
be true.
I'm still kind of leaning towards that he's giving me slightly gritty Mick vibes. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I know
We shall
I get
see.
that as well, but it just is
Thing
too good
is,
to
though,
be true.
Ree, I know for a fact that when Mick first arrived, you would have been like, don't believe it. Don't trust him. Look at him
No,
walking
I
around in his
loved
pink
him. I
dressing
loved
gown.
him
Don't
straight
believe
away.
it.
I thought,
Don't lie to me. I don't believe you.
I fully bought Mick as soon as he arrived. Honestly, no, I didn't doubt Mick. No, but this, I don't know. There's just something there. There's something there.
Well, he has
He's a
sort of.
gangster. Telling he's a
Well, he's a
gangster.
gangster, but maybe he's kind of like a rough diamond.
Can't be a good gangster, Rob.
I think that they exist, I'm
Do
sure,
they?
somewhere. The
Do
ones that
they?
are in prison, the ones that aren't in prison are the good ones.
Oh, right. The ones that get
Good
away with
in
it.
skill as well as personality.
Yeah, all right.
Who knows? Anyway, so Teddy's kind of getting his feet under the table a little bit this week, and he's starting to sort of make some friends around the square. You know, Billy's kind of quite liking him, and somebody else has kind of piqued he's kind of piqued the interest of is Sharon. Now let's talk about Sharon and her
And
hair.
her wig.
Honest to God, she looked like something out.
Please.
She looked like something out of Hairspray this week, didn't she? She looked amazing. She looked like she was about to burst into Good Morning Baltimore at any moment. I loved it.
Why is she wearing
That
a wig?
was Sharon. I don't think it was a wig. I think it was just like she'd gone
It is
mad
a wig.
at.
It's 100% a wig.
It's not a wig. Well, it might be a
It
wig.
looked like,
It might
I
be
am
Letitia Dean
really
wearing a
sorry to
wig.
Letitia Dean if it's not a wig and I'm here like, that's a right wig. But it really looked like a wig. It was like, weren't it?
I mean,
You know the ones that they all wore when they were pretending to be Sharon for a hen
she
night?
put one of them on. She's had a bad
Yeah,
hair day.
honestly.
So you reckon that she'd had a bad hair day, discovered one of those wigs to when they were all pretending to be her, discarded in the square and thought, that'll do. I'll stick that on here.
What if she's going brunette? What if it's that she's going
And
brunette and they don't want to show us right now?
one day they're
So,
just going to discover, we're going to discover Letitia Dean with a brown bob.
do you know
Imagine.
what?
Or
I think they
a
should still
mullet.
be in a brunette, actually.
Or a mullet. Or a
No, not a
redhead.
mullet.
She's tried to dye
No.
her hair. It's gone ginger, so they stuck a so they stuck a
Maybe.
wig on her head. Who
Maybe.
knows? Possibly, possibly. But I tell you what, I thought she looked fabulous. I liked, and it certainly piqued Teddy's interest. The zhoosh.
Didn't
That's
it?
what we talk about, Ree. Well, me and you have discussed hair in the past. That's zhoom,
Zhush.
zhoosh,
Zhush.
zhoosh,
It's volume.
zhoosh,
It's volume,
voluminous.
Rob. Zhush. Yes.
Ooh. Anyway, so Teddy and Sharon seem to be a thing now,
Yeah.
doesn't it? They are very much kind of flirting. Because at first, Sharon is all being very sort of ice queen around him because he's made a mess in the gym when they were having some drink thing, left a mess in the gym. She's furious. Basically, and he's like, all right, darling,
And
don't
he's
call me.
like, I love her being furious.
Yeah, oh, you're sexy when you're angry, darling. Whoa.
And then I love that she said, don't call me darling. So
And
then
they
he
called her
called her
babe,
babe.
which is, I think,
Like,
argue is
what?
10, which I'd argue is 10 times worse than darling
Yeah,
myself.
100%.
I'd argue.
100%.
She
Say,
wasn't
don't
bothered about
trust
babe.
him.
She wasn't
Don't
bothered about
trust him.
babe. Well, because he called her babe.
Yeah.
Mick used to call people babe all the
Oh, that
time.
is true. Yeah, but he can get away with it. That's
So did
Mick, innit?
Frank. Frank used to call people babe all the
Yeah,
time as
but they
well.
can.
And you like Frank?
Oh, okay. So they're getting. Yeah. Anyway, I'm still unsure, but.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. But all of this, I would say, is, I mean, just what briefly before I move on to that, Stevie, we're still not quite sure what his secret is at this point. There's still something going on with Stevie that
Well,
we're still
what
yet to
didn't
discover.
Harry say? What did he call him? A bigot or something? Like, he meant to say bigamist, didn't
Yeah,
he?
a
And he got
bigger
word mixed
bigotomist, a
up.
bigger botomist or
Yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all something to do with Billy's mum, isn't it? This is something.
Yeah.
So we're about to discover something like
Or
she's.
maybe he was married to Teddy's mum and then got with, and Billy's mum was the affair, something
Yeah.
like that. I don't know.
Something's gone on there, hasn't it? Yeah, it's something to do with Billy's mum. And I was sort of caught by the fact that they, this may be completely irrelevant, but there was a picture of Peggy on the wall and a Teddy noticed her at one point.
Yes, actually.
Something.
No, don't
No.
tell me.
I know, I don't want
No.
that either. I'm not putting it out there in terms
No.
of something that they should grasp onto. And I don't think they would, actually. I don't think this is the sort of teen that would suddenly
No,
retcon that
because
Peggy's
Peggy
not
wouldn't
their
have had
mum or
those
anything.
secret
No.
kids and not said it. That would
Well,
not be
do you
Peggy.
not think, no, but I mean, do you think that there's a chance that Peggy might have had an affair at some point? Bearing in mind the relationship
Yeah.
was, bearing in mind the relationship she was in with Eric, and she very,
And I mean, she
and
got
if
with
the flat,
Archer.
and she
She
got
didn't
with
mind getting with his
Archie,
brother a few years
no,
later, did
and let's
she?
be fair, the Mitchell flashback still remains one of my favorite episodes of EastEnders ever.
100%.
The Mitchell flashback kind of implied that that was very much on the cards all the way back then as well. Like there was a bit of a flirtation going on there. You could tell that Peggy was somewhat tempted at the time. So what if Stevie had that little bit more charm? She just had a really bad time with Eric
Maybe
and
Phil saw them a bit like Nugget
are they
seeing,
going to throw something crazy like
Priya
Peggy was,
and
are they going to throw something crazy out like Peggy was Billy's mum or something insane like that?
oh, that Steve is Phil's dad.
I feel like that would be too much of a retcon because Eric
I
being
hun
Phil's dad
right, okay.
has very much influenced Phil's character a lot over the years and is sort of
Don't mean it's his
very.
real dad. Maybe Peggy didn't know that it were really Stevie. But then how would Teddy know that? Like, we're basing it on the fact that Teddy saw this photo. How would he know that?
Exactly.
I don't
Watch
know.
this
There is
space.
something though. Why did he
Something
comment
going
on
on.
it?
Something going on. Watch this space, I think. However, what I really want to discuss with all of this, because that's sort of still going on. We got to know a bit more about Teddy, a bit more about Harry. Didn't see Barney this week, which I thought was a shame. Hope,
Thought that
yeah,
we know
where was
Barney, yeah.
Barney throughout the week? So hopefully we'll get to see him again next week or
You were at
something.
library, Rob.
He was at the library reading a book.
Yeah.
That in the corner. He was having a lovely
Yeah.
time. So with all that's going on. But what I want to discuss is Phil.
What, being lonely?
Because, yes. So, right, okay, so Ree's saying to me, basically, I've decided that Phil is heading towards a loneliness storyline. Ree has said that she told me that this was going to happen in terms of something that she'd decided, she'd worked out as well. But I have no memory of this
But Rob
whatsoever.
has no
I
recollection. It's
don't.
all a brand new theory that Rob's
It's not
come up
my
with
fault.
himself that Phil's going to be
It's
lonely.
not.
Like, I
It's
never
not
said
my
it.
fault that you don't say this sort of stuff on camera. Because I know for a fact that after I said you don't remember it, you would have gone through all previous
I did
episodes with
go through it and I couldn't
a
find it.
fine tooth comb. You would have gone through those episodes like Sherlock Holmes.
So, yeah, I obviously said it off camera.
Yeah.
Anywho,
Anywho, we could both claim it. We could both claim it
we've both come to
independently
this.
to the conclusion that Phil is heading towards a loneliness storyline. And I think the evidence is very much there. You know, so Ben's gone. Callum couldn't care less about him. You know, his kids,
Cat,
Louise
he's
is
split with Cat,
gone.
his wife's
Yeah, he split with
estranged from
Kat.
him.
Sharon's keeping him at arm's length and now has sort of
Well, I
got
was
her
gonna
eyes on Teddy
say,
as
because
well.
Phil and Teddy actually got on this week and it
They
seemed like
did,
Phil
but
were onto him.
what I got the impression from with Teddy this week was that actually he is sort of becoming the bloke that
The
Phil
Phil.
wishes he could be. Like he has got,
Yes,
because the thing is with
yes.
Phil, the thing is with Phil. Even back in the 90s, when Grant was the psycho and Phil was the more sort of quiet, sensible one, even then, Phil didn't exactly possess bucket loads of charm, did he? And
No.
Teddy has got that in spade
He's
loads.
certainly not a charmer, I feel,
He's
is he?
not a
Let's be
charmer, is a
honest.
Phil.
No.
People go for Phil
Mind you, he
because
does
they
all
like.
right with ladies,
He does do all right with the ladies, and apparently he's an absolute beast in the
but
bedroom, as
that's
we've been
why
told.
I think that's what it is. Word just got
It's
around
yeah,
about
his
that. Word
reputation
the
precedes him.
charm.
His reputation
Yeah.
precedes him. But Teddy is just kind of dripping with charm and like can is seems to be quite easily being able to get people to like him. So I think that we're sort of heading to a moment where, especially now that Teddy and Sharon are maybe starting to going to be a thing soon. So soon after Sharon kissed Phil, by the way, as well. So that's going to put his nose out of joint. And I would
I'm not gonna
argue.
lie, I thought Sharon might go for Harry, at first, because he was like,
Just a Phil and that
well,
Keanu role. He is quite
Keanu
Keanu.
might too.
He is a little bit like Keanu, isn't he,
He is
Harry?
very
He is
Keanu,
very
yeah.
Keanu, isn't he? So let's be fair. Nothing's off the table for Sharon. Maybe she'll start sleeping with
Exactly.
Teddy and then go with and then go. She'll do a
Have
Cindy.
them
Start
both.
sleeping with
Have them
one and
both.
then go sleep with the son. Who
No,
knows?
that's not very Sharon. That's not Sharon, that.
We'll see. We'll see. But this is what I'm saying. So Louise is gone. Ben's gone. Denise isn't really that keen on Phil spending any time with Raymond.
Yeah, but
Sharon's
he lives there, to be fair.
He
Raymond's
does, but
living there at the
no,
minute.
Phil is, yeah, but only because Denise needed somewhere to live, and I can't imagine that lasting for much longer. And
No,
even
true.
Sharon is keeping him at arm's length from Albie. So he's slowly starting to get the impression, I think, that people just don't want him around. And it's interesting, I think, that after all the things that Phil has done over the years to sort of be the king of the pack, it's actually pushing people away. And he's starting to realize that this new family of Billies is turning up on the square. Now, as troublesome as the relationship that Phil and Billy have had over the years, Billy has always been there as a sort of constant, and you don't realize what you've got until it's missing, do you?
No.
So now this new family's arrived for Billy. Phil, I think, is going to start feeling redundant. And I have to say, I think this is a genius storyline to give Phil if this is what is happening, because he is the very last person on the entire show, in the show's history, that would say how he is feeling to
Yeah,
anybody.
exactly.
Even Sharon couldn't get this out of him, I don't think, at first. It would
No.
She'd have to pull it out with an articulated lorry to get this out of him.
Cat might. But it'd take a
Well,
lot.
no, I think if Sharon can't, Kat wouldn't
You
be able
think?
to.
Oh, see, I'm not sure. I think
Now
Cat.
he would always be closer to Sharon than Kat, and that was the whole basis of their marriage.
I know, but I still think that Cat can get some stuff out of him, even if Sharon couldn't. I mean, especially if Sharon does get with Teddy, he's definitely not going to admit to anything then, is he?
No. So I think this might be where this is heading. And I think this is such a clever storyline to give Phil, because this isn't gangstery. This isn't a typical Phil storyline. This
No.
is actually really delving into Phil's emotional sort of side and how he's feeling about himself and how he feels about his role in life and him sort of dealing with his age and sort of feeling about how, because he can't do the gangstery stuff anymore. He knows that
No.
deep down.
I mean, you were saying about him wanting to be, you know, that the head of the family and all of that stuff and how he behaves. Did you notice when it kind of goes into what we're going to talk about, but when he was talking to Ravi later on in the week and he was trying to give him the advice, do you think he was trying to copy Teddy a little bit?
Maybe. I mean, I think this is Phil just basically trying to have a use, even if it boils down to giving
Purpose.
random people advice. Like, it's not a role he particularly likes, but this is the guy that is used to being someone that people fear, someone that people respect throughout the square, someone that people will go to when they're absolutely desperate for something and he needs a favor off somebody. And I feel like slowly but surely, Phil is starting to feel redundant in that respect. So I'm really, really interested to see if this is where it's going. And I really hope it is. Because actually, can you tell me the last time that Phil had a storyline of his own? It's weird to think, but Phil has been a supporting character for about a decade now. Probably the last time he had a storyline of his own was when his liver was packing up. And that was about 10 years ago. He's very much a
No, not
supporting
really yet.
character. He's a strong supporting character. Phil, no arguments there, but he's been so long since he's had his own storyline to deal with. So if this is what's happening, I'm excited.
I think it is.
Let us know in the comment section below what you think about that. Do you think this might be where it's going? Are we overreading anything, or do you think this might be where it's going? And where are you with Teddy?
Are we both totally wrong?
Are we both team wrong? I mean, let's be fair, it won't be the first time that's happened in this era. What Flenners is very, very good at doing is subverting the where we think a storyline's going to go. But at the moment, I think this is heading straight towards that sort of thing. So I'm very, very excited. Let us know in the comment section what you think. Right then, ladies and gents. Big sister storyline of the week now was Nugget and Priya and Nish. So, biggest storyline of the week was the fallout from the steroid abuse from the boys, and then talking about Priya and Nish. Ooh. So, as we left it this week, the boxing tournament was approaching, and Zach, with his suspicions about the boy, well, not suspicions, he knows that the boys are taking roids, and they're juicing up and all that kind of
Strongly
thing.
suspects,
Yeah,
very
strongly
strongly
suspects.
suspects.
And so he decides to put on the wall of the boxing den that all participants must take a drugs test before they're allowed to enter. And Denzel sees this and
Mandatory
runs a
drug test,
mandatory drug test, and Denzel sees this and runs away. Now Denzel is safe from this because he obviously was very ill last week. He weighed himself. He wasn't even allowed to get weighed because he was just throwing up and just wasn't well. So he doesn't have to take the test.
Nugget, you mean Nugget? You
Yeah,
said
Nugget.
Denzel.
Starting to flag, Rick. He's been up all night with the
it's all
election.
right.
Sorry about
It's
that.
all right. I'm here. I'll try
You're
and pay
here.
attention
Steer
as
the
well. Don't
rudder,
worry.
Ray. Steer the rudder. So this starts to kind of snowball from here on in because Denzel sort of is missing. Don't really find out where Denzel went, really, but he's just sort of gone off somewhere and sort of panicking about the fact that he can't now take part in this, despite the fact that his family has all gone down to support him. So he sort of stays in the wings for a bit. Nugget goes to look for him. And then the effects of the steroids really start to take an effect, and he ends up collapsing in the square. Meanwhile, Priya has had some.
Meanwhile, indeed,
Meanwhile,
Rob.
Janine the Second, as I am
Totally
insisting,
so
right?
Janine the second.
So
So
Janine,
Janine the second. I
so
love it.
Janine,
I love
and
it.
I am here for it. Like she, Priya was
Chef's kiss.
delicious this week.
Yes.
Oh, I thought she was
Yes.
spectacular. I
Yes.
love Priya. I adore Priya. I want her to be queen. I
She is
love Priya.
queen.
She is queen.
She's queen.
So she's kind of got, she gets an idea because Ravi is
Yes.
basically, she gets it, basically people are making her feel like crap this week, aren't they?
Aren't they? She were really, I felt really
She was
sorry
getting
for
it.
her,
She
actually.
was getting it from
Yeah.
one end because in all
Yeah.
honesty, and this is, and actually this is quite a Janine trait as well, that she starts trying and then
Yeah.
doesn't get anything but shit back off of the
And
people.
then
So she's
everyone's
like,
just having a go at her left,
yeah.
right, and
And
center.
she's like,
Yeah.
well, screw it then. I'll do it my way
All
then.
right.
So she decides to go to Nish and say, you know how you're dying and everything. Your chances are you're a bit lonely. So for the right price, for the right price, I'll let you die with a smile on your face, effectively. Now, Nish at first is a bit like, don't be ridiculous. That's a, that, no.
Appalled, outraged
Appalled,
at the suggestion.
disgusted,
A
disgusted,
respectable man of the community.
respectable
Excuse me.
businessman. Yes. But then he sees Suki and Eve, who have just got back from Pride. Suki and,
Of course.
Pri
Oh,
Suki and
gosh.
Eve at
Yeah.
Pride.
So
Oh, no,
talk
I could
about
have.
rubbing it in his face.
Sorry. Yes, ever
Rob.
sorry. Sorry, my mind wandered then.
Jesus.
But yeah, so literally he's literally seeing these two lovebirds, including the
Yeah.
woman that, let's be honest, he still loves in his own
Yeah.
twisted way. He still loves Suki. And so to see basically the woman is would it be fair to say in his own twisted way, Suki's the love of his life, do we
Yeah,
think?
100%. Yeah, she is the love of his life,
So
definitely.
to see the love of his life clearly quite delighted with somebody else, let alone another woman. It kind of pushes him to go, do you know what? Screw it. Literally. So he Priya hasn't given up by this point, by the way. She's dressed up to go to the boxing den. She's dressed up as some sort of sexy cheerleader. Did you notice? She was ready for
Yeah,
it.
she had the t-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
she was
think
all
that's
ready
just
for it.
Priya's style, though, to be
It
fair.
is. She does wear lots of these sorts of clothing, but I do like the
Priya's
fact
got
that Priya.
mini skirts and stuff. Yeah.
She does, but I do like the fact that Priya dresses for any occasion. So if Nish decides to change her mind, I also happen to be ready.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry about it. Got you,
So
Nish.
she's totally up for it because she, I think she's worked out, oh no, I can get this. I can make this happen. You might say, no, you doth protest too much, sir. I can get this to happen. And so Nish goes to her and says, all right then, let's do this.
Well
You
then,
gonna,
show us
yeah,
what you're made of.
for the right price, let's do this. Come on
Thanks,
then, if you're
Opal.
hard. Come on then, if you're hard. Let's do this. And
Literally.
so it's now, 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 now. This. So they're in the living room and they start kissing. Now, I just want to say how amazing Priya was at this moment. This is a woman who, sort of character I love, who is prepared to do anything in order to survive. She's devious.
Right.
She's bitchy. She's camp as a row of tents, and I love her.
I just clarify something though? Because while
Yes.
she's doing all this, right, I'm thinking, what a good mother she is, right? She's willing. No. Hear me out.
On then.
Hear
Yep.
me out.
Sell this
Hear
one
me
to
out.
me. Yeah, go on.
No, I mean, because she keeps saying she's doing it for her kids. That's her
Yeah.
excuse.
Doing
That's
it
her excuse.
for the
I'm not saying,
kids.
right? And she's saying, I want to give my kids a secure future. I don't want them to want for anything. And
Yes.
I was like, do you know what? At least she's doing it for her kids, right? Not because she wants to design a handbag. But then I was thinking, but weren't Nish going to leave it to him anyway? So if
Yeah.
anything, isn't she taking the money from her kids? I don't understand the logic there.
Yeah, I don't know how much Priya knows about that, though. I think she just sort of wants... I mean, let's be fair.
But is it not assumed? Is it not assumed that he'd be leaving his grandkids something?
I think she wanted a bit of the cut. Because he made it quite clear to her that she personally wasn't getting any of it. Of course she does. Of course she does. She wants her kids to be fine. I'm not denying that for a second. But there's other ways of doing that. She could go out and get another job. She doesn't have to sleep with their granddad.
But you know, sex work is work at the end of the day. That is essentially what she's saying. Oh,
it's not legal.
Yes, but it doesn't mean that we can discuss the ethics of it and the
But if I'm being generous, I can see like she has the kids at the forefront of her mind. I'm not denying that.
Look at Stacey and Secret Cam.
Yes. That's legal. That is legal.
Right. Well, okay.
I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules.
but I'm just saying that if it is for the good of the kids.
Yes. But yeah. But then, I mean, how desperate is Nish at this moment, really? Like,
I know, right?
That's a sad, pathetic human being, right? Really is. I mean, morally, your kid's granddad. Yeah.
And the mother of your grandchildren. But can I just say, though,
we say all this about Priya. As well as that, I would expect her to have, you know, when someone, you know, when they're faking a romance and what you'll occasionally, you know, like when Janine and Barry, by the way, Janine and Barry, that happened in the same house. Just throwing that parallel out there. But Janine, it was quite clear that she found Barry absolutely repulsive. And we didn't get any of that from Priya at the start of this, I didn't think.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, let's go. I'm fine with this. Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, sounds great. I love it. I love it. So they start kissing. And what I loved, I didn't see this coming at all. I didn't see the connection of what was going to happen here whatsoever until it happened. Nugget sees them kissing through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought the Priya and Nish thing was going to go on and on and on. I thought this was going to be something that they're going to keep going for a few weeks until a big reveal happened. But that's not how it played out. Nugget sees them and it draws him to collapse. Which I can understand.
I was like, oh, he's having a heart attack now. Yeah, no wonder he's just seeing his granddad and his mum at it.
And his mum at it. I could understand. I could perfectly understand.
Well, to be fair, I did think like he was heading towards the house, and instead of going to the house because he'd seen that, he walked away and then collapsed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he might have made it to the door to at least have knocked, and they might have heard him.
They wouldn't have heard him, as we discussed, though, Rui. They wouldn't have heard him. He could have stumbled in with a one-man band attached around his neck, and they still wouldn't have heard him. So the way they did it was much better.
Much less annoying.
Right. Yeah, perfect. So Nugget's collapsed in the square.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back from the boxing match, Ravi and Avani and Vinny find him, and he's rushed to hospital. Now they go across to the house just in time to stop Nish and Priya sleeping together.
Yes.
But note, they did not sleep together. Because, they, I mean, Priya is, they're about to. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Priya's working. Priya's at work. Priya was in the middle of a shift. She's quite happy. Mm-hmm. Off she goes upstairs. But they burst into the house and manage just to stop it happening just in time, and nobody's any the wiser at that moment. They take Nugget to hospital, and it turns out that the roids that he's taken have given him another... I wish they'd stopped giving characters ailments that I can't pronounce. Something to do with his kidneys, okay? Something bad that he needs to have a dialysis. Something like that. Now, Ravi and Zach have had another conversation, and Ravi is now like, oh, God, he's on steroids, isn't he? Yeah, this has happened. So he kind of has a little word with the nurse going, I think he might be on steroids, if that's relevant. Feel like it might be. You need to know that. Probably should know about that. And as it turns out, it is very, very relevant. And that is why Nugget is now in hospital. And the nurse, very helpfully, reveals in front of the entire family, you know that thing that you told me earlier about
him?
That you tried to be really quiet about? Yeah. I didn't think that you wanted to not keep that from the rest of the family. I'll just say it in front of everyone now, yeah? What is it with the staff at Walford General? They always do this. They need some people training at Walford General, I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really do.
Confidentiality, all that.
The Priya, rightly furious that Ravi just kept this from her.
Especially after they just had a heart-to-heart as well, when they're talking to each other, and then they go in and she goes, seeing you.
She's still in love with Ravi, right? Of course she is. And he's still in love with her as well.
I think you know, they're the mother and father of each other's children. I don't know whether they were still in love, but there's definitely something there, 100%. And if they could try and make it work, I think they would have both been very willing to, wouldn't they? Brought them together.
Worth noting before we continue, I forgot to mention, very, very excited and very, very pleased to hear, Nugget got his first Duff Duff this week.
Oh, he did get his first Duff Duff!
Yay!
Well done,
and actually,
well-served.
On the following episode, Priya got two Duff Duffs this
week.
Yeah,
I thought that Priya got way, yeah.
Priya is apparently, because I got excited about this on Twitter, and you know what our fans are like. As soon as I say something wrong, they're there correcting me.
Good. So they should.
Priya apparently shared a Duff Duff with Nish at some other point, but this was her first solo Duff Duff. And she got two of the buggers this week, so I'm delighted for Nugget and Priya getting their first Duff Duffs. Hurrah! That's what we like to see. So, yeah, that's all not good. Priya's furious. But then throughout all of this, I can't believe he's doing this. Because Nisha said to him, right, well, this arrangement that him and Priya have come to is like, yeah, all right then, let's do this, but I want you fully. You're my girlfriend
now. We're
being
public about it.
Yeah, you're my girlfriend now till the day I die. And Priya's like,
because
yeah, all right, that's fine.
He wants to do it to annoy Suki above
anything of course
else,
he does.
And
she knows She knows that because she was half winding him up about that. She knows what she's doing.
But to me, and not one of you's thinking about Ravi, Nugget and Avani and all of this, including Priya. This good mum that I keep saying.
Great mum Priya, yeah? Mary Poppins over there, yeah. Bless her. Her heart's in the right place, but God knows where her brain is.
Where all else is.
Exactly. And all through this, despite the fact that their son, like his grandson, is in intensive care in hospital.
Oh, yeah.
All over Priya, like putting his arms all over her. He's so creepy.
Like, how does he think that she's genuinely interested? And why are you trying to do that in this moment? Like, you know what the arrangement is.
It's like she was. It's like he was testing her.
You know that she'd never go for you unless she were trying to get some money out of you. So why are you doing it? Yeah.
It's like he was testing her. Mm-hmm. Like, saying, how serious are you about this? I'm going to start being really inappropriate. I mean, Navin Chowdhury plays Nish so well because he's such a creepy character. Yeah. He's such a creep.
And see, I took it as he's such a lonely, desperate guy that he actually thinks that she is interested in him because she acted it so well and that's what he was doing.
Maybe.
He was genuinely trying to give her comfort and it weren't a test. He would just thought, oh, well, you're mine now, aren't you? So, you know, I need to give you some comfort.
I mean, the thing is with Nish, what we know about his type is that he likes fiery women. Because the thing is about fiery women, they're more fun to bring down to.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, so Priya is actually right up. So Priya's up there with the sort of people that, because, you know, I think Suki has even sort of looked at Priya and thought, yeah, I can see me and you for sure. Because it feels like once upon a time, this is not something that would have been beyond Suki's capabilities to do, to be honest. So
yeah,
I can sort of, I can see.
Well, she tried it with, what's his face, Ranveer, essentially, didn't she?
Yeah, she was. So,
for different reasons, but yeah.
Priya, rightly, I think, at this point, is like, get off, you creepy old man. No, thank you. My son might die. Can we not do this right now? I can't do this.
Can we put this on hold?
Yeah, at least on hold. Like, not unreasonable, let's be fair here. Given the arrangement, it's not unreasonable. But Nish doesn't like that whatsoever, does he? No.
No. Well, then they end up having that massive row about it, don't they, at the hospital, where Priya really gives it to him. And I thought, you're playing with fire now, Priya.
Isn't she?
You know the kind of guy that Nish is. This is not going to end well for you, love.
Mm-hmm. She's been playing with fire with Nish ever since she arrived, though, hasn't she? This, I think, was always going to happen at some point. But she's... I mean, this is, again, Janine type trait. She ain't afraid. She ain't scared. And what?
Love her.
And you kind of got the impression at that point that Nish was going to be the one to sort of reveal it to everybody. Like, oh, you're going to make me feel small and stupid, as are you? Oh, no, you don't get to do that to Nish Panesar, so I'm going to tell everybody.
He also saw her and Ravi have that little moment in the corridor as well, didn't he, where they had a little a kiss on the cheek that they had.
Just a tender moment, you know? So, yeah, that all plays out. And the way that this part of the storyline ends is they get home. And
Nish
decides to tell Ravi exactly what happened.
Ravi.
False coughing. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
and tells
you
him,
know, I've got, I can't walk into my house, but I've managed to sleep with your ex, what, your ex missus.
She knackered
somehow.
Me out. She knackered me out. I can't even walk now.
Can you help me up?
Can you help me up?
All that sex I had all
that sex.
Night. Oh,
she
God.
Has broken me. I can't walk. I need you to help me into the house. And by the way, I had sex with Priya. Thanks.
Thanks, bye.
And Ravi does not react well to this. Ravi spends most of this week very, very cross at various things. And this doesn't improve his temper whatsoever.
And
we'll
who is he cross with? Who is he cross with, though?
Well, exactly. But then bear in mind, Ravi is sort of, no, because Ravi is on Nisha's side. Because I was trying to remember who was double crossing Nisha at this point. But it's Vinny who's double crossing. It's Vinny and Suki. But, so Ravi's on Nisha's side.
I'm sorry, but would it not be fair enough for Ravi to turn against them both and go, and you, my dad, go in with the mother of my children? But why is he not bothered about Nish?
He hasn't yet.
Why is he still feeling sorry for him? Like,
it's
she's
always
worn
the woman's
you out,
fault,
hasn't she, Dad? She's worn you out. All that teasing she's done all this past week. You poor sod. No wonder you couldn't say no.
Yeah, exactly. It's always the woman's fault, isn't it, Ray? Exactly.
That's what I mean. Yeah, of course it is. Always.
We don't know how he's going to react with Nish next week. I can't imagine he is completely and utterly fine with Nish after this next week. I will struggle to believe if he is. I'll struggle to believe that if that's how it plays out, but we'll wait and see.
Same.
But basically, he doesn't chuck Priya out because it's not his house. Not even Ravi can chuck somebody out of a house that he doesn't live in. So he decides, these aren't your bags, these are Avani's bags. Avani, having to, you know, hearing all of this, witnessed it all, is disgusted and walks out. And bearing in mind also, by the way, that Nugget told Nish that he saw what he saw as well. So I feel like that's going to sort of play into something a little bit more, like, because nobody else knows that Nugget saw it as well. So I wonder if that's going to be the thing that saves the situation.
I thought Nish said... No.
No.
Did he? Priya knows, though.
Priya,
He told Priya.
Yes, he told Priya. So, yeah,
but
I feel like Nugget knowing...
I thought that was also why Nish decided to tell Ravi, because he's like, right, well, I need to take
before
control of the
situation.
Out. Yeah.
Before I don't know.
Or Priya put their spin on it or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Nugget knowing is going to be relevant later on as well. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how all that plays out and how all that gets rectified. But yeah, moral of the story, I love Priya. So Priya amazing this week. Brilliant, 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 brilliant.
Brilliant.
So meanwhile, with the Royd stuff, all of that is still going on.
Much.
Still got Denzel to discuss in all this. Yeah. So Nugget's fine, by the way. I think we're led to believe. I don't think Nugget's going to die or anything
like that.
They're saying
that
Nugget's
he might go on dialysis, but I don't even think that they'll go that far.
People have come out of worse than Albert Square. It's Warford General.
Yeah,
You could walk into that place decapitated and you'd be all right in a week.
Be cured next week.
Yeah,
yeah
be all right.
Next week.
So Nugget will be fine. So Denzel, meanwhile, after he ran away because of a drugs test, the family are all there. And he sort of turns up later, doesn't he? And, like, because they sort of need it to happen quickly, despite the fact that Zach knows full well that he doesn't want Denzel in the ring, he's got too many of the family around going, oh, go on, go on, Denzel, ready to go. So he does end up letting Denzel into the ring. Denzel wins the fight, and Denzel's the champion.
How would they have done the mandatory testing? Because I assumed, why has Denzel then turned up?
Urine.
Right, probably. Because I was like, well, why has Denzel then turned up? Is he not scared that they'll still make him do the testing, or does he know that they've finished doing the testing?
I mean, do you know what? Part of me actually thinks that Zach wasn't even going to do it, but he just put that up there to sort of
that's what I did
clarify
wonder,
his own suspicion. Because I don't know how long the test result. I don't know how long the test results take. Like, if you wee on a stick and it says on steroids, I don't think that's quite how it works.
No, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
I would have thought it'd have been blood tests that you'd need. To
which again, you can't. You're not going to get the results of that. In the next 5 minutes, are you? So yeah. But either way, Denzel ends up going into the ring. I think he'd literally just taken the steroid as well, hadn't he? So
he took one just before he goes
honestly,
in.
Honestly, he takes Popeye a spinach. Like, and then beats up somebody in the ring and everything's fine and he's a champion. But then he discovers about what happened to Nugget, and then it all basically free falls from there because Zach tells Ravi. And I don't know what Zach thought was going to happen here. He takes Denzel to the hospital and goes, right, there's Ravi. You kind of need to tell him. What was he thinking was going to happen at this point?
I don't know.
I
don't think he thought the police would be stood behind him at
that's
very
true.
Moment for Ravi to
That's
then.
True. Two policemen, by the way, that blatantly couldn't be asked to be there. They had much better things to be going on with.
God, some kids on roids again now.
For
often do we come across this these days.
For sake.
Yeah.
And so they're basically trying to get it all out of Nugget about where he's got these drugs from. Nugget is keeping Stum.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach turns up with sort of basically exhibit A of where the drugs came from. And Denzel gets arrested, taken away, isn't charged. Because I think he basically, he tells them the truth. He basically gives them the reasons to why it all happened. And basically they sort of work out that they can't really charge him for dealing because he basically got him off the internet and he just then gave them to Nugget. I don't think Nugget paid any money for them, did he?
No, so, I'm not sure. But yeah, I think...
Some technicality,
they're
both kids
as well. Because you know what? To be fair, when Denzel were explaining it and he was like, well, you know, I just bought them online. I didn't think they were anything illegal. I think even me and you at first were like, is it illegal if he's just buying them online? Like...
Mm.
So you could believe him that he genuinely were like buying them really naively, thinking, well, they must be fine because otherwise you wouldn't be able to just buy them online, would you?
So Denzel, the thing is, I think this is very much the end of Nugget's journey with steroids. I think this is going to be enough for him to go, okay, I guess I won't do that again then. But Denzel, I'm not so sure. Like, yes, all of this has kind of come out. Everybody knows about it. And he has that gorgeous moment with Howie at the end of the week. Yes, all of that's happened. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm just wondering whether it's enough with Denzel. Because I think it makes him feel like a big man. And I think he quite enjoys it.
He's probably addicted, let's be real. And it's that easy for him to get hold of. How is anyone actually going to stop him as well?
You just ordering them online.
The current ones, but like...
What are you going to do?
Prove it.
I'm not entirely convinced that this is the end of Denzel's journey with them, to be honest. I think we might get a bit more out of this. I mean, he's being an arsehole still. He kind of comes home. He's all right for a bit when he realises that everyone thinks he's a champion. But then Howie has discovered what's gone on and says, what we're also happy about, he's on steroids. So they end up having a massive row, which makes one of those rows that literally makes you want to reach for the screen and throttle Denzel because he's just horrible.
To be fair, I agreed with Howie as well because, like, Yolandi and Patrick and Kim are all like, wait, he's back. It's like, he's just been at a police station, like, getting done for taking drugs.
And his best mate nearly died. Patrick's popping open the rum.
Yeah, man.
Let's get him home. He's like, So they have a row. They kind of come back. But then I think what happens then is Denzel and Nugget sort of have this moment. The Nugget and Amy thing, by the way, that gets sorted that week.
I'd forgotten about that until this week.
Amy is the bigger person in a lot of situations. This is what happens when you're hanging around with teenage boys. You need to learn to be the bigger person in a lot of situations, I think, don't you? Mm-hmm. You become the Hermione of the group, don't you? You really do.
She's a Hermione.
She's the Hermione.
She really is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think she's just like, she was just genuinely concerned for Nugget, though, as well. And then she's obviously pieced together that it's Denzel who's had something to do with it all.
Which was sweet, I thought. I thought Amy really shone this week, actually, with that little... It wasn't a huge moment, but it was a nice moment for her character, I think.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice.
And I thought Denzel reacted very well to Nugget's
I thought he was going to go absolutely apeshit when he found that out.
So did I.
I thought he was going to rip that ward apart when he found that out.
Well, should we call it evens? Because I might have made your kidneys fail and you tried to kiss my girlfriend.
Soz. Sweet. Safe, bro. Yeah. And then he kind of goes home and him and Howie have a really, really, really nice scene together. I would go as far to say Howie's best scene so far.
Yeah, 100%. I really enjoyed Howie this week.
Yeah.
I liked Howie because, like, he shouted like you would as a parent to a teenager. But I was so surprised. I'm gonna be honest. I was half expecting Howie to punch Denzel
in the way that he did.
How are we gonna lose it here? Because
but then again, Howie was the bigger man. Howie was the bigger man.
He was the man.
That was the message of the scene, wasn't it? I'm the man because I'm gonna be the bigger person. I'm gonna show you that despite the fact that you're an arsehole, I still love you.
And then pulls him into that really nice, gorgeous, really nice scene.
Howie's best scene by far since he arrived,
100%.
Even so, kind of Denzel dissolves into tears, and it's a really sweet moment for the both of them, actually. I thought they both, it was a really well done
Denzel
scene.
Denzel as well, crying.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not convinced this is the end of Denzel's journey with steroids.
You can't though, surely you can't just stop taking them, because that's what he said, isn't it? He's like, well, it's all done.
It's not that easy.
Please just come off, mate. I've stopped taking them. I'm not going to take them again.
Because the difference between him and Nugget is that Nugget, I don't... Nugget's been terrified of taking these things ever since the start, really, hasn't he? Like, he's taken, like, the odd couple. And I would argue that even the mood swings haven't really affected Nugget that badly, because the way that Tommy is these days, I can imagine anyone would want to fly at him, you know?
Are you sure Tommy's not been getting some as well?
Well, Tommy's turning into a little shite at the moment, isn't he? So watch that space with Tommy.
He's great,
you know,
though, Tommy.
You know who Tommy's reminding me of? You know Simon Barlow? When he used to be Walt Key on Corrie. And now he's turned into a young tearaway. It's a Simon Barlow that. Type situation with Tommy.
I dare say that he's worse there, Tommy. I've got to say.
I think so. Yeah, because Simon Barlow, mind you, Peter Barlow and Phil Mitchell, both alcoholics.
I was just going to say he had
both thugs. Who's got the
true.
Corrie and EastEnders fans, tell us, who's got the worst father figure in their life in that regard? How does that work then? But yeah, I think that Nugget is sort of like, Nugget will very much be done with them at this point. Mm-hmm. Very, very much be done. And I think if he wants to continue this fitness thing, it will be a nice thing for him to continue the thing that he had with Ravi last week.
He's asked him repeatedly, Nugget has asked Enzel, have you had any side effects? And he just keeps saying no. But we know that he's had
This is the reason. He's had more than one side effect as Enzel, which I do. What I would argue is probably half the reason why he's in a mood all the time.
Possibly. Yeah, no, but so this is the thing. Will that be enough for him to go, actually, I have had a side effect. Should I stop now?
Well, I've had two. I am in a bad temper all the time. I want to punch things and I can't get an erection. So maybe.
Is he going to admit that? Because they do keep mentioning that. It still keeps coming up.
It's a thing, isn't it?
Like something else.
Why?
So is there a reason for that?
I think so. I think it's some. Well, I think the fact that you're right, they do keep mentioning it, and it's something that Denzel is clearly very much hiding. I think that is something that he's.
It's not done yet. It's not done.
Wow,
what a week, Rob.
What a week.
What
Gold Star?
With all the steroid stuff? Oh, Gold Star. Okay.
Gold Star.
Well, I'm going to give it to Howie because I know who you're going to give it to.
Thank you. That's very generous of you.
So I'm being nice.
But do you know what? Actually, what was going to happen? Because I thought that you were going to give it to Priya and I was going to give it to Howie. So there we go.
Oh,
so,
perfect.
There you go. So Priya and Howie for Gold
Best
Stars
Parents
this week.
Of the Week awards.
Parents of the Week, right? Put them together. They'd be a golden couple if they would. Howie and Priya together. Sorted. Yeah, there we go. So Howie and Priya, Gold Stars of the Week. Let us know who your Gold Stars to belong to. Now then, ladies and gents, to say we've had some news this week would be an understatement. So, two pieces of news to discuss this week, and they're both whoppers. So first of all, it was announced this week, a storyline for Anna. Now I will say now, actually all of this news, spoiler alert, spoiler siren, spoiler siren,
spoiler alert.
Be honest, the rest of the podcast is going to be talking about these two pieces of news that are both quite spoilery. So if you don't like spoilers, thank you very much for watching and we'll see you next week. Bye. Are they gone? Are they gone, Ree? Just close the door behind
you.
Cheers.
They've gone.
Right. Okay. So, EastEnders is working on a new storyline that will see Anna Knight get her drink spiked. Anna is set to find herself in danger later this summer when she gets spiked whilst on a night out at Peggy's. In a digital first for EastEnders, an exclusive 5-part miniseries will be made accessible to viewers via a QR code that will feature within the main episode, which will then take the audience to a link, giving them the option of which platform to watch through. The digital series will offer a unique insight as viewers see the incident from Anna's own perspective and from the perspective of her friends. As Anna grapples with her detachment from reality, viewers of the miniseries will experience the internal warning signs to look out for when spiked, whereas additional footage captured by Anna's friends will showcase the outward effects the drugs have on her behaviour and mobility. EastEnders is working with leading charities, Stamp Out Spiking, and with you, as well as experts in the field. Wow. So, this is big. Mm-hmm. I can tell you now, all this technological stuff, I'm fine with that. I'm fine. I can deal with all that. All QR codes. Oh, yeah. I'm well up on that. That's really interesting, actually. My first thought when I read all that was actually, this is a really youth-orientated storyline. This is like the closest we've come to this is like the closest we've come to E20 returning. Remember that mini series?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
This is quite E20 theme. So, but this is interesting. Spiking, big thing at the moment. So, yeah, big storyline. I can tell you that the episodes will be written by Lauren Klee, which is exciting.
Good.
Ooh, off you go, calendar. I can tell you that the episodes will be written. Yep. So that's exciting. We know we're going to get some good scripts from Lauren Klee with that.
Definitely.
What were your thoughts when you first heard about this?
I thought it was interesting they picked Anna, but then also very fitting, to be fair. Yeah. It just sounds a little bit... Do you remember, have you watched the Black Mirror episode where it's interactive?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was the vibe I got straight away. So
Playtest, is it called, that episode? I can't remember. But yeah, I know the one you mean.
Yeah. Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. I spent hours on that. I felt really guilty when I was finished. The things I put that poor boy through. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so that was the vibe I got. I just think it'll be interesting. I'm just intrigued to see how they've done it. And I'm assuming that the friends are going to be Gina, Freddie, Bobby.
The picture...
Maybe not Bobby, actually.
Well, I think Bobby will be a big part of it. Because I feel like this might be... My first thought when I heard about this is maybe this is the start of Bobby's exit. Because I feel like Freddie will very much be part of it. I've seen one of the promo pictures got Felix is in the background as well. I think Gina's there, it'll be that sort of crowd.
Wonder,
so it's good.
Do you wonder? I think is it just going to be that whoever spiked her, and then they walk off, or do you think the intention is going to be that they wanted to do something with her and the friends have got involved?
Yeah, I mean, is that not normally the intention behind spiking somebody?
I would assume so, but I don't know how it's going to pan out. So
no.
It doesn't sound like they're going down that route.
It sounds very much like the idea behind this is more to do with... I don't think this is going to turn into any sort of rape storyline or anything like that. It sounds very much like the intention behind this is to raise awareness of what someone... spiked looks like and what it feels like to be spiked, so the warning signs and all that kind of thing, which is a great idea actually, and that actually in many ways is what a soap is supposed to be about, and EastEnders is a very, very strong youth orientated show. It gets a really good young audience, so it's a perfect storyline to throw at young audiences, so no complaints really. Fair play. Looking forward to seeing it. Sounds like it's going to be very, very different. In other eras, I would worry about these sort of extra additional complicated elements to it. But this era, I'm not too concerned. No. I think it will be absolutely fine and rooted in EastEnders. So all good on that front. Looking forward to that. And it's a good. It'll be good for Molly Rainford to get a big first proper storyline as well. So yeah, all good. Okay. And then... another whopping great bit of news. And if any of you predicted this, I'm going to call you a liar.
because
you didn't. All right. So it turns out we've got a return on the cards. And that return is Chrissy Watts, played by Tracy Ann Oberman. It's been almost 20 years since she last appeared on EastEnders, but the infamous Chrissy Watts is on her way back onto our screens later this autumn as Tracy Ann Oberman reprises the role for a short stint. Chrissy Watts famously left Walford in December 2005, so long ago, after she was imprisoned for the murder of husband Den Watts. In a bid to protect their freedom, Chrissy, alongside Sam Mitchell and Zoe Slater, buried Den under the floor of the Vic Barrel store, and Chrissy lived for months under false pretenses with Den's beloved adoptive daughter Sharon. And that all exploded in great big spectacular fashion. I think Chrissy's last scene involved her getting punched in the face by Sharon. It was a marvellous, really famous scene of Peggy punching Chrissy and her landing in a grave. Tell Den you're sorry!
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee. I bet you £1 million that Chrissy ends up in a grave at some point. I think so. What's the point of bringing her back otherwise?
Who's great? So, that's the question.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, good, exciting. I like these. She was a memorable character.
I can't believe it's been nearly 20 years, by the way.
Well, it has been 20 years. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've got to be honest though, my first thoughts were, why?
Random.
What? Yeah, very random. But then you sort of think, guess what's coming up though? It's the 40th. Yeah. So actually, I think we're going to get quite a lot of this going forward. And my first thoughts were that this actually is going to open the door to a Zoe return.
Ooh.
Because Zoe was very much involved in this storyline.
Yeah, very.
And Kat is still on the square. Kat and Chrissy certainly had their aggro between each other because of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I do wonder whether we're going
to
see...
So you think it's actually leading to Zoe coming back?
I do.
How though?
I don't know. I don't know, but Chris Clenshaw gave a little bit of an interview about his first sort of tidbits about what we might expect from the 40th this week. And he basically said, nostalgia is the key. Nostalgia is going to be a big thing going into the 40th. So, one of the most famous moments in EastEnders history, You Ain't My Mother.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
So, with Chrissy being such a big part of Zoe's storyline,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to get a Zoe return at some point soon. And Sam,
is that
going to
be a recast,
well.
Is it? It wouldn't be a recast. You can't do Zoe as a recast.
Yeah, no, I kind of don't see the point in bringing it back for an anniversary if it's going to be a recast. But you never know. You never know. We might have a recast of the best actress that's ever lived playing Zoe.
No, because that seems too iconic for you to then recast Zoe.
Can I say something really controversial? I would argue that moment is more iconic than Zoe was as a character.
Well, yeah, definitely, though. I don't think that's controversial.
You wait. So you, all the... I'm gonna, that,
it
like,
was
I'm
because I remember it.
Petrol
so
bombs
well
that are
going
to be thrown in the comment section for that.
The build-up to us all knowing that
Kat
scared. Was really
bring
a
it. What are you going to do? I've been up all night. What are you going to do? Come on, carry on.
I'm just saying it was the build-up to the fact that we all knew that Kat were really a mum and we were just waiting for it to all come out.
It's one of the greatest moments in the show's history. And Chrissy was a completely separate part of all, separate storyline, but it was still quite a big storyline for Zoe because she was sleeping with Den and all of that kind of
I didn't realise that Chrissy had been in it. She was only in it for what, a year and a half?
It was, she wasn't in it. It wasn't a long stint. No, it wasn't a long stint originally. I think like, I want to say like 18 months or something like that. So she got a lot done in her 18 months. In fairness, a memorable character, and you could, you know, she could still obviously have stuff with Sharon, Kat, and Sam. And Sam has very much kind of been sold to us now as a character that can kind of just flip back in and out and cause a bit of trouble. So Sam could easily come back for this. So I think there's a lot more to it than just a Chrissy return. So we shall sort of see where it comes from here. But I think exciting. Let us know in the comment section what your thoughts are. Where do you think that's going to go? About either of the pieces of news. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark. I don't know why I went so Yorkshire for that.
So Yorkshire there. www.buymeacoffee.com.
Wow, it's been a long one, this one.
If anyone fancies editing all that for me so I can go to bed, that would be great. Cheers. Get in touch.
Have fun
with that,
not
Rob.
Me. Sorry.
Yeah, good week. Really, really enjoyed it. Can't wait to see what we're going to get next week. Bring it all on. Make sure you're there. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.